Centennial Hall is located in the center of campus. It's huge and houses many departments and classrooms. Planning began about 5 years ago, and UWL received $37 million in state funding. The school had to fundraise $3 million privately. UW Board of Regents Vice President Brent Smith says although there are current budget constraints, projects like Centennial Hall could be approved at UW schools in the future. But he says the days of solely relying on state funding are gone.
A project like this, or the stadium, or a lot of other projects, you're going to see some private component, whether it's going to be 5% or 10%, but there's going to have to be a buy-in from the community as well.
Representative Dean Coffert is the Higher Education Subcommittee Chair on the Building Commission, which approves all UW projects. He says a lot of buildings in the UW system were built in the 1960s, and many will have to be replaced soon. Coffert says schools will have to prioritize projects.
Because I don't think they're going to get everything they want. I mean, until this economy gets better, there's going to be a real struggle to be able to, you know, for the university to get, you know, everything that's absolutely needed.
Coffert says all parties need to make maintenance a higher priority to save money in the long term. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.